On Tuesday, city council members and others will converge on the legislature's Joint Revenue Committee to suggest ways that communities could raise more money for themselves. Lawmakers are worried about maintaining local government funding due to the downturn in the energy economy and because of education funding needs. Wyoming Association of Municipalities Director Rick Kaysen joins us to say that if local governments could raise more money internally, it could address budget uncertainty.
The concern going forward is being able to make sure that the services that municipalities provide, and really encapsulated, that's public safety, health, welfare, as well as other services, is being able to ensure that those funds that are needed to provide those expected services, and in some cases even enhanced services, are there. We have been able to, over decades of time, been able to benefit from the funds coming in from the mineral industry. Again, back to uncertainty. How long are we going to be able to rely on that extracted industry for those revenues, which we've been able to, like I say, benefit for many decades? And what we're asking for consideration as we talk to legislators, how about some local authority for municipalities to be able to generate funds that will provide some certainty, some stability, so we can plan for the future as well, not only for the existing services, but looking down the pike, if I may, for what the communities need to make not only their community strong, but Wyoming as a whole strong.
So you'd like to see that maybe not be so volatile for everyone.
What might be available for municipalities to utilize to raise local revenues? And of course, one of those components of this is certainly the transparency and helping educate and inform and having the vote of the people to assess taxes against themselves. So it's just not a one-sided dictatorial type of thing of me. So again, the flexibility is very key in this. Can we take a look at some of our larger cities compared to our smaller towns? Many of our smaller towns just do not have a retail base to see an increase in or some realization of sales and use taxes because they just don't have the base. And across Wyoming, many of our municipalities are the smaller towns. But if you take some of our larger cities, they have the capability of doing this. So that's why we refer to this as the options or the tools in the toolkit, what might work best for different sized communities.
What are some of the options that some of the communities have shared with you that they'd like to maybe have an opportunity to implement?
Is a revision of some tax laws. For example, municipal sales and use tax options. There perhaps could be a sliding scale. And by that I mean if the state does very well on its sales and use tax, maybe some of those dollars could be then redistributed back into municipal or local government as well, instead of the current formula that we currently have. We're asking for some consideration and possibility of property tax revisions. Currently in the state of Wyoming, those property taxes are created and assessed by at the county level. Many states allow municipal government to make some property taxes locally within the municipality. Another option that we are asking to be considered is increasing the state sales tax from 4% to 5%.
Should be an interesting conversation, Rick Kaysen. A pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to share. And we look forward to trying to help our state move forward. A strong Wyoming, meaning strong municipalities.